President Bush is focusing on the Senate now that the centerpiece of his tax cut plan has sailed through the House. The vote yesterday, 230 to 198, to reduce income tax rates, passed largely along party lines. It came only 48 days into the president's term. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Republicans may outnumber Democrats in the House by only 10 members, but they showed the kind of unity when it came time to vote on the tax cut their leaders had counted on. Not one Republican voted against the bill, while 10 Democrats broke ranks with their party and voted for it. Afterwards, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert and other top Republican lawmakers gathered around a speakerphone, and Hastert proudly reported the results of the vote to the president, who was out in North Dakota promoting his tax cut plan.
Well, you had 230 yeses and 198 noes, and that's a win. So, help's on the way.
It's a win, and I can't thank you all enough. It's great leadership. I'm glad we moved it the way we did.
The measure approved by the House would drop the lowest tax rate initially from 15% to 12%, and it would apply to the first $6,000 of taxable income for individuals, meaning a maximum tax break this year of $180. Five tax brackets would be cut to four, and all would gradually be reduced. This would mean nearly $1 trillion less in tax revenues over the next decade. Jim Ramstad, a Minnesota Republican, said Democrats' charges that the tax cut is too big are unfounded.
We're talking about returning 6% of the $28 trillion in government revenues over the next 10 years. 6% of $28 trillion in revenues. That's hardly a risky tax scheme or over-generous to return one of four surplus dollars.
But that was not enough to convince a key group of fiscal conservatives known as Blue Dog Democrats, who generally support cutting taxes. They demanded to see a budget before deciding on a tax cut. Blue Dog Democrat Gene Taylor of Mississippi told the House Ways and Means Committee's Republican chairman, Bill Thomas, that paying down the national debt is the best way to save taxpayers' money.
Our nation is $5.7 trillion in debt. And what Mr. Thomas won't tell you is that the people who benefit the most from this tax break are the same people who own this debt and the same people who are on the receiving end of $1 billion a day from the taxpayers in interest payments.
But Republicans seem less concerned about eliminating the debt. Howard Coble is a Republican from North Carolina.
The debt will continue to be paid down gradually, but we're not turning a deaf ear or a blind eye to the American taxpayer who earned it in the first place. American taxpayers, this is a good day for you. This is a victory for you.
In fact, very few Republicans showed any reservations about the tax cut bill. But New Jersey Republican Marge Rockham did express one regret.
And that is the fact that the trigger that I supported and that Chairman Greenspan has really outspokenly supported in testimony both in the House and the Senate. I wish that debt trigger could have been included in this.
Such a trigger would interrupt the tax cut if the projected surplus falls short. Rockema said she hopes the Senate will add a trigger. Without one, the Senate right now lacks the votes to pass the tax cut. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said he was troubled by the way Republicans used their slim majority in the House to push through the rate cut.
My advice to them would be that they need to take great care. What goes around comes around.
But for now, Republicans are savoring an early victory in the tax cut battle, even while they know the contest is far from over. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.